Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we never did that before.
Are they expensive? Because Lindsay wants to do one for our dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but what do you think it is?
It's clearly not what we were told it was.
What were you told it was?
A shepherd retriever mix.
And it's, how do you know it's not?
Because a lot of people think it's a dachshund.
You got a dachshund?
Well, part. I mean, this thing's missing its projected weight by like 30, 40 pounds.
but can you get pissed? Like if the results come back and it's not what you want it to be?
There was a guy at the vet yesterday who was told shepherd retriever and found out the dog was like half Rottweiler.
Are you serious?
Now, are the DNA tests really accurate?
I don't know. Like I said, I've never done one. Like we knew with Vez, we knew that it was
Vez. Oh, so it's not even just Vezzy?
There's a million ways that you can shorten the word Vezina.
But I thought you were going with Vezzy.
We're going with Vezzy. But sometimes in a moment, you'll yell Vez. Sometimes I just yell out goalie names that have won the Vezina. So sometimes I'll just yell out Holpe and doesn't answer. Richter doesn't answer, but I'll just yell out goalie name. Wah! And nobody answers. Are they accurate? I don't know. I've never done one. Mm. And all we were told is that it is Great Dane something.
Right.
Like Bauer is Great Dane, but Great Dane something, but we never tested him. And now, I mean, the only thing that would come back is he's part Great Dane, part close to death. So, like, that's the only thing that would come back.
But
no, it's horrible.
You're a Dane family, so if you found out V wasn't at all Great Dane, would you be upset?
I would lose my mind. Yeah.
Why?
No, I would be pissed. I would be pissed if it was... Yeah, I would be angry. Because part of it was we wanted to rescue a Great Dane,
yeah.
or something that was Great Dane.
Okay,
but rescued a dog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's how you should look
at
it.
I keep telling myself about Meadow.
If that were the case, then you would just walk into any shelter with a blindfold on and go, "Give me that one."
Not like we did.
No, you know what I mean. Or you like people like I love a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
I want a dog that's 150 pounds. I want a great big dog.
But even if she's not. If there's no Great Dane in her, she could still be huge, though.
It depends. Well, that's what I was going to say. If it came back and it's like, there's no Great Dane in here, it's great. It's whatever. Something.
Yeah.
But it's big. That would reduce the blow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were, it's part dachshund and part lab, I'd lose my mind. I don't want a dachshund.
There's
I don't
no
want a
way
lab.
With those
Wait,
legs.
Did you swab her?
No, you know what I mean? I would lose my mind.
Well, I'm preparing for it because the vet already said we'll be lucky if she hits 25 pounds and we were told 60.
What are you going to do? Take it back?
No.
No, I'll just get to carry her my whole life, which is kind of a silver lining.
Tyler got a purse dog.
Well, that's awesome. Already has the purse.
Right.
No, but that won't piss you off?
No. Why? It was, the whole point was rescuing a dog. So I really.
So then again, why did you choose that one?
Well, we gravitated toward where they were climbing over each other at the adoption event because it was the lab shepherd mixes. And that's what Thompson was, our previous dog.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Yes, you rescued a dog, but you may as well rescue one you want.
Well, it was more of a case, I think, we'll see here over the years where she,
over the
she
years,
saved us.
The stop it. The no, but over the, so you're going to go, you'll go 6 years before you realize whether it's the dog you wanted?
No, Lindsay's like, let's do it now. And I said, well, I need to know how much it costs.
Why don't you do it?
You can get one for $80. You can get one for 160.
I guarantee you, Jack, range. You got the 161. I guarantee you that. How did they do it?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, that I don't know. And Jackie did it. Jackie told me at dinner one night, hey, I sent Hashik's DNA in to get it tested. I was like, okay.
I guess it would be good for
it,
like,
better come back Dane.
Medical issues with specific breeds.
Yeah, you swab the lower cheek pouch. And then you put it into a bag, and then you mail it off, and then they tell you what's what.
I sometimes look at that dog's eyes and think, that thing's about 2 seconds away from coming after me.
Something will set her off.
She got weird eyes, man. There is something weird about them eyes. I have no idea. Can I go to line 5? I could do that. Hey, Krista, will you find me a couple of people that have done DNA tests? Did you do it on your dog? No. What is yours?
Is he full lab?
Well, you think. Tyler thought he was getting a shepherd. He's got a dachshund. He got a little wiener dog.
I knew her skull was tiny.
I would lose my mind.
But they're all small when you pick them up as puppies.
I would lose my mind. If this DNA test comes back that it's like dachshund Pekingese.
There's no chance.
That dog's going back for adoption.
There's no chance. If you look at that dog, that dog has no Pekingese in it.
I don't know. It's still small.
How much does the dog weigh?
I don't know.
She's small because she's growing. But I will say, from the first picture I saw of her to the more recent one, I was like, man, that thing is growing fast.
Yeah, it should. It better be a Great Dane. But can you give a dog back?
Oh, Cappy,
to a shelter?
Cappy, you're right. I can put the dog in my sling.
Yes, of course. You can give a kid back. Why can't you give a dog back?
When you adopt, you give the, obviously sign the terms of the agreement. But then you also write the reasons that you would return the dog. They then say, after you write that, because the one thing we wrote was untrainable aggression towards children.
Right.
So there's something that could not be.
Because of your kids?
They couldn't be knocked out of her. That's a horrible way to say it.
Sit
down. It couldn't be trained out of her.
Right.
I know, we just felt like we shouldn't leave the space blank, meaning we thought about the question. But then right after that, they're like, if for any reason you need to return it, you must give it to us.
Right.
You have no right to.
You can't like rehome it to somebody else.
Oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to arrest me? Yeah, how would you even know?
Well, I feel like if we don't get her a spayed by November 6th, I'm going to get arrested. Oh, my God. Got read those papers multiple times.
No, but like if the DNA test comes back and I got dachshund Pekingese, I'm giving the dog away.
Elliot.
Can't
why
do that.
Is that? Why is that? I don't.
Because
why
you're
have
not,
a dog I don't
you,
want?
You've had the dog for how long and you're not attached in any way?
I'm not as attached to that dog as I am to Bauer.
But attachment or not, wouldn't you feel like a dick?
No.
Yes.
Why would I feel like a dick? To give it to somebody who wants it? I'd rather go rescue one that I want.
Now, because
again,
were,
I didn't just walk in and go.
You can't go to the same place.
Say again?
At the event, they probably weren't wanted. Usually the adoption events are these dogs that are shipped from areas where they're either going to be euthanized.
Yeah.
Or who knows?
Yeah. No. Ours is from Tennessee. Oh, I can. Rene. The Pekka. The who also won a Vezina. The no. But I was saying, yeah, so that's where the dog came from. But like Bauer, we got because the original owner didn't want a big dog.
Right.
She's like, my husband doesn't like big dogs. I was like, you're the dumbest woman that ever walked the face of the earth. Look at the size of this thing. You go, well, I didn't know it would get big. You didn't think a Great Dane would get big? Honestly, dumbest woman.
Abby writes, rescued this plot hound, did a DNA test, found out she's 60% golden retriever.
Oh, and goodbye.
What's wrong with a golden retriever?
There's nothing wrong with a golden retriever if that's what you want. You know what? Can I break it down for you? If you went to a restaurant and you said, you know what? I love meat. I love steak. That's my favorite thing to eat. And you go to a steakhouse, right? Give me any steakhouse, famous steakhouse.
The Palm.
You go to the Palm, right? And you're like, oh, gotta have a steak. I love steak. I've only eaten steak my whole life. And the waiter walks out with a salmon. Do you go, oh, well, you know what? At least I got food.
I'm not sending back a living being.
It's also a fish.
No, but
I didn't get a fish.
No, but what I'm saying is you would give it back. That way, whoever wanted salmon, now there's a piece of salmon as opposed to it laying on your plate. You could give it back to the restaurant and get what you want. So if I want a Great Dane or something that's mostly Great Dane and it comes back Pekingese and like what did the queen have?
Corgi.
I love corgis. Good. That, you know who doesn't love a corgi? This guy. So if it comes back corgi, congratulations. You just got a dog named after award-winning goalies. Yeah, because I'm not keeping it. Why would I keep it? I don't want it.
Do you think your name, I do think this, that not only do you have no chance of ever adopting again with that rescue.
Why?
But your name gets passed around to other local rescues.
Oh, if I turn it in? Yeah. How would the rescue know? And listen, Wolf Trap is great. No, I'm being serious. They're a great organization.
Oh, so
great,
you're not turning it in. You're abandoning it?
No, I would give it to somebody. There are plenty of people want dogs.
So you're just
That's
like
how we got Bauer.
Putting it on the listserv.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to, like, I'll Facebook Marketplace.
But what if somebody takes notice of that and is like, you get...
How would anybody know? How the F would anybody know?
Every time I see on Nextdoor or the listserv where people are like, We unfortunately can't care for this dog anymore. Like for whatever reason, financially, you're moving somewhere where maybe they don't accept pets.
Right. You got people, something you don't want.
People flame them.
Flame me. Who cares? I'll tell them. Good. I hope one day in life you get something that you didn't want. And now you sit with it. I better never see trash in their yard because don't get rid of that. No. Don't get rid of that. And I'm not saying the dog is trash. I'm just saying, why would you keep something that you didn't order? Not order, but sold under false pretenses.
Well, not like the adoption place knew, the rescue.
I believe when we got it, we thought it was a Great Dane something.
And we've also learned that Shepherd Retriever is kind of a catch-all.
Oh. that's like essentially saying miscellaneous.
So Shepherd Retriever.
Maybe Thompson wasn't even that.
So Shepherd Retriever, if you translate to German, is Dachshund?
No, it's not.
I love that you have a hot dog.
Because she doesn't even have the one thing that Dachshunds have going for them is like a nice round butt. And she doesn't have that. She has no butt. She's gonna hate hearing that it's in vogue to have a big ass.
So just sit like this. Just do this, because this is what you're gonna
do. And I love her because she's so long. She does have the length. And her anal glands problem is so far so good after having them expressed by the vet tech yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
How often do you have to do that?
Hopefully not again. It was just an issue.
Oh, we had to do it a couple of times.
About with diarrhea.
Yeah, we had to do it a couple of times.
Some dogs have to go in so often, they just train the owners on how to do it.
Yeah, Jackie used to do ours. Ours being me and the boys. She would express our anal glands. Line 5. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Yeah, this is Sean in Kansas City. I had a DNA test done.
On your dog, obviously.
Yeah.
What did you?
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
Go ahead.
It was supposed to be a Australian cattle dog, and you know, as it got bigger and bigger, you're like, it's not Australian cattle dog. So we did a DNA test, and it was mostly pit bull and I think American Eskimo.
So, I think that's a
no
human.
Cattle dog whatsoever.
So what did you do? Obviously, you kept the dog. I shouldn't say obviously. You can give that back.
We kept it, but we live in a city where they're banned, so we just tell everybody that it's Australian cattle dog and American Eskimo. Someone has dual citizenship.
That's cool. Okay. Hey, so is that, like, if you rescue a dog, right, like I did? Well, everybody does, but not everybody. But if you rescue a dog, do they purposely, like, if it's, and I hate this term, but if it is a, quote, controversial breed,
mm-hmm.
do they purposely not tell you that so you don't know when you get it? Like, is there kind of like a thing that goes on with like rescues? Not all of them. I'm sure some of them are very legit. But are there some that are like, hey, there's four types of dog in here. One of it's pit bull. Just don't write that down. Or it's an American bulldog. Don't write that down. Or it's a Rottie. Don't write that down. So that when you get it, because there's some people that would be like, hey, listen, pit bulls, right or wrong, pit bulls scare me. Rottweilers scare me. Doberman scare me. Whatever it is. And they would never rescue that dog. But if you don't know, you don't know.
I forget individuals. Like he said, it could be against
the county.
The entire jurisdiction. I bet there are some shady places that do that.
Yeah, that's dirty pool. Yeah. That's dirty pool, which is why I would not feel bad about returning a dog that was sold under false pretenses.
But also rescues aren't doing DNA tests on the hundreds of dogs they get every week.
That's true. That's true.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, but then it's on me to figure out that you were like, I guess we didn't know it was Rottweiler.
Turns out you're 100% that bitch.
All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Line 4. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Morning, Elliot. Morning, class.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. 14 years ago, we got a couple dogs from a rescue, and we got a DNA test from them. And one of the first one we got is a puppy, and she looked like a border collie type mix. And, you know, we got this, we got the DNA test, and it broke it down into bands of, like, different percentages as to what the breeds were.
Right.
And it was basically, it was something like 30-something percent Great Pyrenees, and then like high 20-something percent Lab and Yorkie. And we were like, well, how did...
That's a hell of a menage a trois there. Hey, what is the...
I have no clue how that happened.
And so, but none of it was Border Collie, which, by the way, I would celebrate. That's a bad dog.
He wanted that.
A border collie?
Yeah, he said he thought it was that.
I don't like a border collie.
No, we didn't necessarily, very aggressive. We didn't necessarily want a border collie. Right? We just thought it looked like it.
No. Border collies are very mean and aggressive dogs.
They are?
I realized 2 seconds ago I just said I don't like when people stereotype dogs. However, no, but poodles and border collies, nasty, bro. Nasty dogs. So did you keep the dog?
Yeah. Absolutely. We didn't actually want a border collie. We went to an adoption agency. Actually, the funny thing is we were going to go to an event for this rescue agency the following day, but my wife and I were just recently married. We didn't have any kids. We're like, well, we'll go to another adoption event just to see what it's like, so we know what it's like tomorrow when we go and get the dog we really wanted.
I got you.
We really got hard sold on this dog. She's awesome. We still have her. She's 14 years old, and she's one of the best dogs ever. It was great.
Right. But like going back, hey, thank you, sir. But like going back to what Tyler said, if Vezzy is like turns out to be mostly Great Dane,
yeah.
Well, you got to get some work done on that stomach because their stomachs flip like crazy.
So that's an understood expense when you get a Great Dane.
I hope that's not like out of fashion, like because you don't want their stomachs to flip. It happens a lot. But
You can do an elective surgery and be proactive about something.
Yeah, we did it with Deuce. Again, I don't know if that's like out of fashion.
Is that where people don't pin ears anymore? Or?
Well, that we didn't do.
Right.
But like right now, am I essentially yelling, I still rip my cat's claws off? Like, I don't know. No, but that's what I mean. I don't know if flipping the stomach is out of fashion or preventing that from happening.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm going to no, because I don't want him eating. And next thing you know, the stomach flips and then I don't know why it's not eating. And then I come home and Vezzy turns to Stiffy and I got to schlep it out of the house. So no, we did it with Deuce.
Well, maybe you'll get lucky and it won't be part Great Dane.
No, I'd rather pay for the stomach surgery than to have a Pekingese.
Let's move on. It's actually extremely controversial.
Is it real? No, I would imagine it is.
Oh, the surgery?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, I haven't decided yet. I'm still doing my research.
We're on the fence.
You know what? We never got the results in the mail. Whizzing says the shelter he got a dog from no longer even writes breeds. Because so many people were upset when they did DNA testing.
And they find out what it is.
So it's just dog.
I want what that one looks like. And that's it. There may be some smarts in that.
Because also you hear all the time that the age is guessed incorrectly as well.
What do you mean? Oh, for how old the dog is?
When they find, like, Thompson was found on the side of the road in a box. It's not like they had the mother give birth at the shelter.
You know? Right. No, I get that. Oh, that's interesting, though. So I really don't know how old Vezzy is.
Well, I don't know. Vezzy's story.
Here's what I know. Came from Wolf Trap. Via Tennessee.
But, I mean, you can be reason. There's a ballpark there because you can see that it's a puppy, right?
Yeah,
but
I mean, small.
I also thought my dog would get to 60 pounds and is going to be the size of a puppy its whole life.
Most dachshunds don't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.